So there are 10 steps. We've gone through them, and let's look at them in two phases here. Phase number one, let's go through them quickly and rapidly. Phase number one, somebody takes their spear, and they're mad as heck, and they throw that objection at you. What do? You're bigger than that. You stand nice and tall, and what's the first thing you do? Nice and loud? Everyone who's listening to me right now, shout it out loud. And the reason is not so we have a rev session here, but so you link it into your body. So the first time somebody throws you an objection, what do?
Ignore it.
Absolutely ignore it, because, you know, you may not even really mean it. Now, if they throw it again after the first time, what do you want to do?
Hear them out.
Hear them out. Because they're going to, good chance they'll just run out of steam. Now, if they keep on feeding it back, and you've already listened really well and heard them out, what do you need to do next?
Feed it back.
Feed it back nicely. Be nice. Don't go, so-and-so, so-and-so. Be real nice. Be gentle in the way you feed it back. And give it right back to them. Let them explain it. Now, if they still bring it up, what are you going to do next?
Question it.
Yeah, question it. And what are the words you're going to use? Because that's critical. You don't want to go, why do you say that? You want to get permission, and you want to do it in an elegant way. What are you going to say? I'm sure you have reasons for saying that. Do you mind if I ask what they are? Not at all. Well, what are they? And they'll begin to tell you. And when they tell you, what do you want to make sure you're doing? Make sure you listen. They're now giving you the key to the sale. Now, once we've gone through all these steps, the final step on this phase is make it a what?
Final.
That's right. Make it a final objection. And the way to do that is use the as-if frame and a test close. And what you say to that person is, just suppose we're able to handle XYZ, then do you feel like you probably would X? Does that make sense? So those are the first five steps. Step six, now that you've made sure that's the real objection, by the way, what if up here they say, no, even if you did XYZ, I still wouldn't buy? What would your response be immediately? You'd come back down here, and what would you do?
Feed it back.
You'd say, you wouldn't do it? And they say, no, I wouldn't do it. And you'd say, what? Well, I know you have what? Reasons for saying that, and you start to climb back up again. Do you mind if I ask what it is? Not at all. It's because of this and this and that. Because the real problem is the convenience. It's not so much the money, it's the inconvenience. What do you do with that person? You say, well, if we're able to handle that inconvenience, suppose we could do that. Then do you feel like we can move ahead? Well, yeah. Great. Next, step six, align with the prospect. Align with them. Come along and say, okay, listen, I have to also tell you, I know that, you know, the inconvenience is a legitimate concern. It is inconvenient. I appreciate, I respect, I agree. Lots of other people have told me that. I have felt that way myself. You're right. And that brings up a what? What's the key word? That brings up a question. That brings up, lock it in. That brings up, so as soon as you say that, I agree, I appreciate, and the transition is, and that brings up a question. Say it. And that brings up a question. And that brings up a question. The question is, and then what you state is, the question is, in spite of these concerns, can we blank, blank, blank? In spite of these concerns, can we get you much more benefit by doing this or not? Isn't that really the question? In spite of these concerns, can we still get you much more of the benefits you want than the concerns? Isn't that it? Or in spite of these concerns, is it possible for us to get what you really want right now? Isn't that really the question? Or in spite of these concerns, how can we make this happen for you? Isn't that really the question? Because you want the result, don't you? And as soon as they say, yes, that's the question, you now can go to answer it. If they say, no, that's not the question, what are you going to say? Well, I'm sure you have what? Reasons for saying that. What is the question? And they'll tell you. And you go through the same process. But if they say, yeah, that's it, then you go to step eight. Step eight is what? Nice and loud.
Answer it.
And the way to do that is look to your left shoulder and say what?
Why
Tom and Ed? Why is ask them the question, like, why are they even bringing up this objection? Make them feel weird about it. T for Tom stands for what?
Turn it around.
So I say to you something like, well, I can't do it on Wednesdays. What you say? That may be the very reason why you should do this, so that you can develop enough free time to have Wednesdays. I don't have the money. That may be the very reason why you should do that. Turn it right back around. Are you following me? O stands for what? That's right. Outweigh it. So what you do is you go over here and you give them more units of conviction, more reasons to buy now. The M stands for what?
Minimize it.
And then Ed, the other guy over there on your shoulder, who's a little more conservative, how would he handle an objection? He would what?
Explain.
Or he would?
Deny.
Excellent. So why Tom and Ed? So now that you've answered their objection, there's only two steps left. What are they? Tie it down, step nine. And what? Test close. What are you going to say? You're going to say, now that solves that, doesn't it? That answers the question, doesn't it? Tie it down. Don't just say that answers the question and move on. Make sure they commit to you that it really does. So that answers the question, doesn't it? Yes, great. Then my question to you is, do you feel like if we were to do this and this and this, that would be best for you, or do you think this would be best? How do you feel? They tell you the answer, and then what do you finally do? Assume the sale, close the sale, and do it by doing it through congratulating them, doing an order blank close, or any of the assumptive sales you've learned. Would you like to do this, or would you like to do that? Where either answer they give you, they've bought. Those are the 10 steps. So what I'd like you to do is kind of wrap these together in your mind. What you need to do is create some pictures in your head where you can link these clearly so that no matter what happens, you have a way to respond. Now you might be saying, Tony, but don't I have to learn all those words that I got to say, like ways to handle those objections? If you remember Why, Tom, and Ed, that'll handle almost anything. And if you remember one other aspect of handling objections, and that is this. If someone's objecting, it's because in their mind, buying would be more painful at this moment than not buying. They associate that. Or there's not enough desire. Recall, I told you when we first started, there are two things people have to buy, and remember these forever. Forever. The two things people need to buy are, number one, they have to have enough want, enough desire. Now, if they don't have enough desire, or they don't want it badly enough, they're not going to buy. They're not motivated enough. How do you increase the want? The way you do that is real simple. You create more hurt. And the way you create more hurt is you ask questions and say, God, if you don't do that, what will that cost you? What will that cost you? Have them look at that. And the second thing that people have to have is they have to have justification to buy. And if somebody isn't buying, what you need to do is give them more justification. Show them a way to justify why they can buy this now. So we've covered a whole lot here. 10 steps to handling any objection, and the whole idea of not attacking objections, but turning them into questions and just answering their questions. The whole idea of aligning and redirecting. The whole idea that when somebody gives you an objection, you want to get excited because it means you now have an opportunity to close the sale. Enough talk from me. What we're going to do now is let's do some real practice on this last portion and get really good at handling any objection. Part of preparation is knowing that whatever objection a person comes up with, you can easily handle it. It's not hard. You don't have to worry about it. You're not concerned. Let's do that so you've got and you're ready for the final process, which is just assuming the sale. In fact, we've already begun that. The way we're going to assume it, though, is we're going to talk about making it easy and creating a future. So let's go practice until you're absolutely effective. So the next time somebody gives an objection, you light up like a Christmas tree with excitement rather than being concerned.
Hey, you're doing great. Now you have all 10 steps for converting any objection. And our friend Mr. Acronym is back. We got another great acronym. Why, Tom and Ed. Ask why. Turn it around. Outweigh it, minimize, explain, and deny it. And like I said before, as silly as these things are, they'll help you remember and help you stay on track when you're going through the process. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to ask somebody, anybody around you, maybe somebody in your family, somebody that you work with, to role play this with you. Perhaps use a real example from your house or any situation. What's something you want to influence your spouse or your kids or a friend to follow through on? Take out the trash, pay the bills, do the homework, cleaning their rooms, whatever it is. Use anything that you can come up with, but something that is real. Find out their objections and get excited. Then use these 10 steps to turn them around. Again, these are in your workbook and your Power Tools flashcards. So it's time to do your assignment, and I'll see you tomorrow when we're going to move on to step 10, entitled Make It Easy and Create a Future.